We talked a lot today on Afternoons Live about the student loan relief program that's rolled out by President Biden. We took a lot of your interaction, phone calls and text messages, and we did not get a chance to get your response to a proposal that happened right here in North Dakota when you got the governor of the great state heading out to a legislative committee to talk about tax reform, talking about a 1.5% flat tax that's estimated to be $250 million in revenue loss but tax savings in North Dakota. We are going to get into this conversation because routinely this gets brought up, income tax relief in North Dakota, where the income tax is already very low. Today, some of the messages I got, and just by touching this subject briefly, was what about property taxes? Every single year we hear about property tax and the need for relief, but every single year in Bismarck, they roll out income tax relief. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, you had an opportunity to do this yourselves at a ballot not very long ago, and you said, no, we don't need to lower the income tax. Yet here we are in Bismarck. They're going to continue to ignore you. They're not going to go after property taxes. They're focusing on income tax. And the question becomes, who really benefits the most? Is it somebody that is very, very wealthy? Say somebody like that's in the governor's office, or is it some average Joe out there? We'll dive into the numbers and we'll pick up that conversation on Afternoons Live 2 to 5 here on KFGO, which is where you can find me Monday through Friday.